We're beginning in Brachos Daf Yud Beis Amud Alf, 6 lines from the top of the Amud, and we are starting with the two dots, the Korna Seres Hadibros. Yesterday we went over the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash would be saying an abbreviated davening while doing the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, which they say Shema, one Bracha of Shema, Emes V'Yatziv, Shmona Esrei, selected Brachos of Shmona Esrei, Aseres HaDibros, and we went over the format, the formula of exactly what they would be saying as part of the davening during the Avoda. So of interest and of note, and the Gemara now is going to pick up on it, is that they said the Aseres HaDibros and they incorporated it into their davening. The Korna Aseres HaDibros, Shema V'ayam Shemoa V'ayomer Emes V'Yatziv Avoda Birchas Kohanim Am Ravira Mishmua. So this idea that you're incorporating Aseres HaDibros into the davening, so it was an idea that obviously the Kohanim felt it was significant, and the masses wanted to do it as well. And Afigvulim Bikshul Lekros Kain Elishikvar Bitlam Imnei Taramus Aminim. But when the idea was brought in front of the Chachamim eventually rejected the idea and negated the Aseres HaDibros to be incorporated as part of the davening. Why did they do that? Take a look at Rashi over here. I read the Rashi inside me. Meitai Ramas Aminim. Shelo Yomru La'amei Aretz. So we shouldn't have them saying to the Amei Aretz. You look at the next Rashi. Rashi says them is the Yakum, is non-Jews. We shouldn't have them using this as a platform to tell the Amei Aretz in Shar Torah Emes that the rest of the Torah really isn't true. V'teidu Shein Korin Ela Masha Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. And look what you're reading. You're only reading the part of the Torah that was said directly by Kadosh Baruch Hu, i.e. the Aseres HaDibros. That's what you heard directly from Akash Baruch Hu at Sinai. But the truth of the matter is that the rest of the Torah isn't that accurate. So if the Aseres HaDibros would have been incorporated in davening, this is the kind of thought process that would have circulated amongst the Amei Aretz. And so therefore, they took the Aseres HaDibros out from the Tefillah. Tanya Amei Aretz, the Gemara quotes a Braisa, supporting this very idea. Rabbi Nasan Amar Bigvon Bikshul Lekros Kain in outside of the Beis HaMikdash, in the rest of Eretz Yisrael, they wanted to add the Aseres HaDibros, Ela Shekvar Bitlam Imnei Taram Asaminim. But again, the Chachamim rejected that idea. Rabba Baruchana Savalim Mikvina Besura. Rabba Baruchana wanted to establish it in the town of Surah, Amalei Rav Chista Kvar Bitlam Imnei Taram Asaminim. And Rav Chista said, you can't do that. It was, it's been negated. Amemer Savalim Mikva Ben Arda. Amemer wanted to establish the Aseres HaDibros as part of the davening in Arda. Amalei Rav Ashi Kvar Bitlam Imnei Taram Asaminim. And Rav Ashi says, no, it is not to be done. So again, you see this recurring idea that they wanted to add the Aseres HaDibros in davening, and community by community, the idea was approached, but the idea was rejected. On Shabbos, another bracha that was said, and that was for the bracha from the Mishmar HaYotzei. As a brief explanation, we know that there are 24 Mishmaros, 24 shifts of Kohanim, families of Kohanim that were set to work in the Beis HaMikdash. They would work on a weekly basis. They would come and start working on Shabbos, and they would work till the next Shabbos. Next Shabbos, you would have a change of the guard. The next Mishmar would come and take over. The lechem upon him that was removed from the Shulchan on Shabbos, the 12 loaves were divided. 6 were to be given to the Mishmar that worked the previous week, and 6 are going to be given to the Mishmar that's working the upcoming week. We're learning together that on the Shabbos, when there would be a changing of the guard, there would be another bracha that was added, so that there would be a bracha extended by the Mishmar HaYotzei to the Mishmar Nechnas, and the Gemara is going to give us the nusach of that bracha. My bracha achas am Rabbi Chelba Mishmar HaYotzei Omer Mishmar Nechnas. The Mishmar who left to say to the Mishmar who's entering, Mishashachin Ishmael Bavais Azeh, the one who has his name in this house, i.e. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who Yashkin Beinechem, Ahava Ve'achva V'shalom Vereyos. So he should be put between you peace and love and brotherhood and a sense of harmony so that you can work together well. Makam Sha'amr Laharich, we're up to the next section of the Gemara. And the Gemara now is going to be having a somewhat lengthy discussion regarding what is the critical part of a bracha. A bracha is made up of the words bracha to Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, and then the chasima, and then the content of whatever you are concluding with that bracha. And so, when formulating such a bracha, so what is going to be the critical aspect of that bracha? So, let's go through the Gemara, and we will understand better what exactly what the Gemara is trying to drive at. Pshita, the Gemara starts off with a case which it feels is obvious. Heicha de kanakit, kasa de chamer biyadai, he's holding a cup of wine in his hands. V'kasav de shichrahu, and for the moment he thinks that it is beer. U'pasach u'mavarcha dai de shichra, and he makes the bracha thinking that it's beer. Now we know that the bracha on beer is shahakol niyabidvaro. So as he's articulating the words Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, his kavana is to make a shahakol. But before the word shahakol come out of his mouth, he looks in the cup and he sees that it is not beer, but rather it's wine. And so what does he do? He does a quick change to see him with the chamra. So now he changes, and so he now makes the chasima of Bori Pri Hagafen. So now the question is, was this bracha a good bracha? Because when saying the words Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, the kavana was on shahakol. And when saying the final chasima, he actually got it right with the words Bori Pri Hagafen. So because now there's a discrepancy between the first part of the bracha, what we'll now call the Ikar HaBracha, and the end of the bracha, the chasima of the bracha, is that going to matter? So here the Gemara says, no, yatsa, but the Gemara says, but it's not because we actually know which one is more significant. It just happens to be that over here, mima nafshach, it doesn't really matter. The inami, imam shakol ni bedvar yatsa, dahatnana, kulam imam shakol ni bedvar yatsa. It just happens to be that if he would have finished the bracha with shakol ni bedvaro, like he started the bracha, so he would have been yotze. And the reason why he would have been yotze is because the shahakol covers everything. The Gemara quoted the Mishnah that we're going to see together in the sixth parak of Brachos, that shahakol covers all foods b'di'evin. So over here, we don't really get to test the case. However, what we're going to do is we're just going to flip it around, and then we're going to really test the question of what's the ikar. So what he's holding in his hand is a cup of beer. But he doesn't think that right now. Right now he thinks it's a cup of wine. So with the words Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, so his intention right now is that he's going to be drinking a cup of wine. And so therefore the kavana is a Bori Pri Hagafen. Now if we know that a Bori Pri Hagafen is not going to work for something that deserves a shahakol, that something needs a shahakol. But now, before he actually says the words Bori Pri Hagafen, he looks in the cup, he sees it's beer, and so immediately he shifts and he says shakol ni bedvaro v'siyim b'deshichra mai. And so now the question is really contrasted well, because the first part of the bracha he had the kavana on the wine. The second half of the bracha, the chasim of the bracha, so he had it on the beer. So my basar ikar bracha zinan or basar chasim azinan. And so the question now is, in defining the bracha, in giving the bracha its purest definition, what is considered the more defining aspect of a bracha? Is it the kavana that he has when he says the shem and malchus of the bracha, that's the ikar, or is it going to be the chasima of the bracha? And so what the Gemara is going to try to do is discover the answer based on a series of other brises. One of the brises that we're going to be quoting is regarding the brachos of Shema. So even though this discussion really has nothing to do with what we are talking about here in the first parak of brachos, nevertheless, the brachos of Shema are going to perhaps inform us in terms of what is the ikar. Tashma, the Gemara says, come in here, shacharis, pasach b'yotze or. The brise over here deals with the following scenario, and that is that in the morning he opens up with Yotze Or V'Siyim B'Marav Aravim. However, he does not conclude the bracha correctly. Instead of saying Yotze Amaros, he says Mariv Aravim. Lo Yotze, he has not fulfilled his obligation. Inversely, if he says Pasach B'Marav Aravim V'Siyim B'Yotze Or Yotze, if he opened up with Mariv Aravim and he concluded with Yotze Or, he was in fact was Yotze Arvis, and then Mariv Pasach B'Marav Aravim V'Siyim B'Yotze Or Lo Yotze. If he opened up correctly but concluded with Yotze Or, he wasn't Yotze. Pasach B'Yotze Or V'Siyim B'Marav Aravim Yotze. If he opened up with Yotze Or, which was incorrect, but he concluded correctly, he's Yotze. Klalo Shel Davar. So if you haven't already gotten the point, the Braisa here spells it out. Hakol Olech Achar HaChasim. Everything follows the Chasima. And so with that conclusion, stated very clearly in the Braisa, it sounds like that the critical part of a bracha is going to be the chasima. So Shani Asim, the Gemara says, no, that's not a good case study, and it's not going to really inform us about our question. Because Shani Asim, the Kamar Baruch Yose Amaros, because consider that when he got to the end of the bracha in the morning, well, he didn't just simply say the words Yose Amaros, he said at the end, Baruch Atah Hashem Yose Amaros. So he has already said not just the chasima, but he also said the Ikar Bracha as well. He said Baruch Atah Hashem. Now, Baruch Atah Hashem, without saying the words Elokeinu Melech Haolam, is that considered an Ikar Bracha? It's a Machlokas. And the Gemara goes over the Machlokas. And we're going to see this Machlokas a couple times in our Masechta. Hanichal Rav Damar Kol Bracha Shem Ba'az Kar Sashem in a Bracha Shapir. So according to Rav, that's very good. Rav is of the opinion that as long as you mention Shem Hashem in a Bracha, that is considered a Bracha. So that's very good now. So we have now disproved from the Braisa. Or better stated, we know the brisa no longer serves as a proof. Ela Rav Yochanan damar kol bracha shem ba malchus ein bracha ma'ikal member. But according to Rav Yochanan, a bracha must have shem and malchus. If a bracha does not have shem and malchus, it's not a bracha. So according to Rav Yochanan, even though he said at the end bracha tashem yotzei amaros, but he doesn't say bracha tashem elokeinu melech haolam yotzei amaros, and therefore it's not a bracha. It's just a chasima, and so therefore the proof seems to be a very good proof. So the Gemara says, no, I'm still, even according to Rav Yochanan, the proof is not going to be good proof. And why not? Because remember what we learned in yesterday's Dafka. Because as we learned yesterday, the whole point of the Brachos of Shema is to create contrast between day and night. Or better stated, the whole point of the first bracha of Kriya Shema is contrast between day and night. And ki kamar bracha umachos mi kara tarvayu kamar. And when he said bracha tashem alkeinu melech haolam at the very beginning of the bracha, even though he started the nusach off a little bit off, but thematically it's the same. The morning and the evening thematically is the same, and therefore bracha tashem alkeinu melech haolam will qualify as a shema malchus on the contrast. And he says the contrast. And so therefore, it would work. And so therefore, this brisa regarding the Brachos of Shema is not going to be any kind of proof to our question. Tashma, the Gemara says, Misefa, Klal Shel Davar, Kol Holech Achar Chasom. Now, the brisa does end off with a Klal Shel Davar, and we know that whenever you see the words Klal Shel Davar, so it means to tell us that there's another case similar to this one, which is also added. What's that other case? Klal Shel Davar Lasui Mai, Lav Lasui Hadamaran. So must be including our case of the wine and beer. So the Gemara says, Lo Lasui Naham Vitamre. So the Gemara says, no, it's coming to include a case of bread and dates. Heichidami. So the Gemara says, bread and dates. Can you give me the case? Ile medachal nahama v'kasavet detamre achal u'pasach adaita detamre v'siim b'denahama. So the Gemara says, okay, so it's a case where he had bread in his hands. He thought it was dates. He was about to make the bracha, bracha tashem alkeinu melech haolam, on the date, thinking it was a date, but now he looked down and he realized it was bread, and he made the bracha, and he quickly changed it to amos lechem and ha'aretz. The Gemara says, fine, hainu ba'ayan. Well, that's our very question. Meaning, if that's the case of the bread and dates, that's the same as our question, and so therefore, if you're resolving the bread and date case, you're resolving our case as well. So the Gemara says, no, kigon, da'achal tamre v'kasav na'ama achal. So the Gemara says, no, the case is a little bit different. He ate dates, and he already ate them. And we're not talking about the bracha rishona now. We're talking about the bracha achrona. And he opened up his bracha achrona, b'denahama, u'pasach b'denahama, meaning he was planning on benching. And then as he was starting his benching, he said the words bracha tashem alakinu malchalam with the intention of benching. And then he's saying, why am I benching? I had dates, v'sim b'detamrei. And so therefore, he ended off with the bracha achas main shalosh, yala eitz val priya eitz. And so under those circumstances, Yatzah, he's fulfilled his obligation. But the Gemara says, but you know why he fulfilled his obligation? Da'filu sim b'denahama, nami Yatzah. There too, he fulfilled his obligation because of a mimanashach. In other words, it would have worked either way. Even if he would have benched, it would have worked. My time of the reason why is the time, right? Nami mezin zayna. Because dates have this satiating quality to it. And bidyavid, even if he would have benched, he would have went through with benching, it would have been yours anyway, bidyavid. And so therefore, under this circumstance where he opened up with benching, but then he ended up with the bracha achas mein shalosh, he would have been yotzei, but only because even if he would have benched, he would have been yotzei. Let's go around now full circle all the way to the back to the beginning of the Gemara's question. So he had beer in his hand, and he didn't know it was beer, and he made in the bracha, bracha tashem alkeinu melech haolam, he had in mind to say a bori priya gafen. But then he looked down and he saw it was beer, and so quickly changed it to shahakol. So the ikar was going on the bori priya gafen, and the chasima was going on the shahakol. Does that work? The Gemara went back and forth with a brisa, with the end of the brisa. The Gemara came out inconclusive. So on to our original question, the Gemara does not have a conclusion. And so we have now a scenario where it's a suffix. And what do we do under these circumstances? Take a look at Tosfos over here where he writes, Lo lasui nahama. Since the Gemara has not come to a conclusion on our original question, Azlin Lakula, so therefore we're going to be make of Afila Pasach Bechamra, Visim Beshikra, Yatzah. So if your Barucha Tashem Alkeinu Melech Haolam had a Kavana of Bar Pira Gafin, and you quickly changed it to Shakol Niyah B'Dvaro, so even though the Gemara does not conclude what should be done, and the Gemara does not conclude whether the Barucha is a good Barucha or not, so the Tosfos quoting the Rif says that you're going to be Yotzei, and you do not need to make a new bracha. But then Tosfos quotes a really interesting opinion, that of the Ri. The Ri haya omer lechumra yisarach levar pamachera. So the Ri says, as a chumra, that you have to make a new bracha again. You have to make a new bracha again. Rabbi Kiva Eger, right here on the daf, says, what do you mean you have to make a new bracha again? That's very difficult. We normally have a rule of suffik bracha sahakel. And so why would the Gemara, why would the Ri be of the position that here, if it's a suffik, and we say suffik bracha sahakel, why would he require to make a new bracha again? So if you skip a little bit in Rabbi Kiva Eger, he writes, and I'm reading inside, the lo shanu kein ela bebrachas ha-mitzvah, star brachas ena ma'akvas. Oh, it's true. It's true that we say suffik brachas ha'akel, but that's only as it relates to brachas ha-mitzvah, because by brachas ha-mitzvah, the brachas not ma'akev. You have a mitzvah to do, the chachamim are sakin to make a bracha, you make a bracha. But under the case of suffik, where you're in doubt whether or not you made the bracha or you didn't make the bracha, so you don't make the bracha again. The bracha anyway is not ma'akev. Ava bebirchas anenin asur le'echol b'lo bracha. But when it comes to birchas anenin, it's not just a takana to make a bracha, there's an iser. We're going to be learning this together in the beginning of the sixth parak of brachos. Asur la'adam shi'anem en ha'olam b'lo bracha. That person's not allowed to get benefit in this world without making a bracha. And so therefore the bracha now becomes not just a takana, but it becomes, there's an iser involved as well. And that's the shita of the Ri that says that in the case of a suffik brachas nenin, so you need to make the bracha again. So explains Rabbi Kiva Eger within the shita of the Ri. We're going to go back now to our Gemara. Amar Rabba Barachina Saba Mishmei Derav Koshalo Amar Emes V'Yasif Shachris V'Emes V'Emuna Arvis Lo Yasei Dechavaso. If you do not say Emes V'Yasif in the morning and Emes V'Emuna in the evening, obviously they are both the brachas that are said after Shema. But nevertheless, the subtle differences between them is critical. And if you do not say them correctly, so you have not fulfilled your obligation. The morning we're saying over HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed. In the evening we're talking about our emunah, our faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu as it turns tonight. And since these themes are so critical and so important, so therefore they have to be formulated in the correct manner. Amar Rabba Baruch Hina Saba Mishmei Derav Mespal Kishu Korea Korea Baruch Ukishu Zokev Zokev B'Shem. So when you bow during your Shemona Esrei, you bend your knees with the words Baruch. When you get back up again, you're getting up by saying Shem Hashem. So Baruch, you bend your knees, Ata, bend down, and by the time you say Shem Hashem, you should already be back up. Amrish one my time in the Rab Dichsev Hashem Zokev Kufufim. The pasuk says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He unbends that, he straightens that those who are bent. Meisvei, the Gemara challenges, Mipnei Shmi, Nachasu. The Pasuk in Malachi says that because of my name, the person was bent over. Miksiv Bishmi, no, it's not with the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Mipnei Shmi. But as a result of my name, meaning the name is going to prompt a person to bow, but doesn't mean that he should be bowed by the name. When he says Shem Hashem, he should already be strained up. I'm going to tell you over things that were said by your father. And he says over in the name of his father exactly what we just learned, that when you bend, you are bending your knees with the words Baruch, and when you straighten up with Shem. Rashi in the bottom tells us, we all know this, but right, obviously you need a source. Rashi tells us that the times that we're going to be bending in Shemona Esrei is during the first bracha, the brachas avos of Shemona Esrei, and also during Modim as well. Continuing to the top of Yud Beis, Amud Beis, Rav Sheshes Ki Kara, Kara Ki Chizra. So Rav Sheshes, when he would bow like a Chizra. What does that mean? Rashi writes, Sheva Biyad Adam V'Chovto Kalpe Mata Bevasacha. So he would bend down as one straight bend. So everything would go down together. And Zakif, Kika Zakif, Zakif Kichivra. However, when he would come back up, not in the same way, not everything going down altogether, but rather incrementally, Rashi describes Zakif Kichivra. Benachas, Rosh Tchila, first your head comes up, V'acharkoch Kufo, and then the rest of your body. And why, says Rashi, Shalatir Kriyasa Olav Kamasui? Because we don't want your bending down to look like a burden, meaning if you just simply quickly pick your head back up again. So you gave off the impression that bowing down was a burden, and so therefore when you come back up, so you do so slowly and incrementally. So year round, the conclusion of the third bracha is Akela Kadosh, and the bracha for Mishpat is Melech Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat. Chutz Me'asar Yamim Shemin Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippurim Shemispala Hamelech Hakadosh V'Hamelech Mishpat. Except for Aser Simei Tshuva, where thematically it's more appropriate to say the words Hamelech Hakadosh and Melech Mishpat. Rabbi Lazar Amar Afilo Amar Akela Kadosh Yotza. And according to Rabbi Lazar, even if you say Akela Kadosh Yotza, Shemar Vigba Shem Tzvakos B'Mishpat Ve'Ela Kadosh Nikdash B'Tzaka. And the Gemara darshins, Eimasav Vigba Shem Tzvakos B'Mishpat. When is the Kadosh Baruch Hu in justice? Elu Asaros Yamei Elu Asar Yamim Shemir Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippurim V'Kamar Akela Kadosh. And in the pasuk it says Akela Kadosh. So we have a machlokes Amarayim whether or not the chasima of the third bracha changes from Akela Kadosh to Amalech HaKadosh. My Havela, the Gemara says, what's the conclusion? Amar Rav Yosef HaKel HaKadosh HaMalech HaYitzak HaMishpat. Rabba Amar HaMalech HaKadosh VaMalech HaMishpat VeYochusak HaRabba. So the conclusion is it's a machlokes, and the Gemara says, but the real conclusion is that we do follow the halacha like Rabba, that we say HaMalech HaMishpat HaMalech HaKadosh. Tosus over here writes, second Tosus on the Amud. And if you forget, so Machzir Noso, you have to go back, says Tosfos. And then Tosfos has a discussion about the other additions that are made in the Shemoneh Esrei during Aseres Yemei Tshuva. See the continuation of Tosfos for more discussion on this. Amar Rava Bar China Saba Mishmei Derav Kol She'efshal Levakish Rachamim Machaver Venim Levakish Nekor Chote. You have an opportunity to daven for your friend, and you decide for whatever reason you're not going to daven for him. You're a chote, you're a sinner. Shenemar Gama Nochi Chalili Machtol Hashem Mechadol Lispal Abadchem. So if I don't daven for you, I'm considered a chote. The pasuk says it beferish. Amar Rav im tamar chacham hu. Now the girsa that Rashi has over here is im tamar chacham hu v'tzarech l'rachamin. Meaning not only is the person in distress, but he also is on top of the tamar chacham. So now let's go back to our gemara. Sheyichlas ma'alav. So it's not enough just to daven for the person, but you have to really feel for the person. You have to make yourself sick over that person. My taima. Ilei m'mishim d'chsi ve'in chola mikem alai v'gola esazni. So here Shaul is complaining how no one was davening for him. So Dilma Melech Shani, the Gemara says, yeah, but that's not necessarily a proof to our point because he's a king. And maybe by virtue of the fact that he's a king, it's different. Ela Mehacha, so the Gemara says, well, perhaps it's coming from the following. Va'ani b'chalosam levushi. So I got sick over the fact that the person was ill. And the context over here is that it's describing a Tamar Chacham. Amar Rava Bar China Saba Mishmei Derav Kol Ha'Osa Davar Avera Mizbayish Bo Mochlun Kol Avonosav. A person does an Avera and then suffers embarrassment, so he's going to receive a Mechila. Shenemar Laman Tizkiri Uboshos Velo Yelacha Od Piskon Pet Mimnei Klamatecha Bechafri Lach Lechol Asher Asisi Num Hashem Elokim. The Pasuk in Yecheskel describes that when you suffer busha and chlima, so you're going to have a kapara, bechafri lach, you're going to have some sort of kapara. Dilma Tzibur Shani. So the Gemara says that's true, but the Pasuk over here does seem to indicate that it is done in public. And so we want to know, how do I know that just busha in of itself creates a kapara? So Alam Yachav Yamashmol Shaul Amahar Gestanel Aloso Siva Yamashal Sarli Maod Uplishim Nechamim B Vashem Sarmei Alai Velo Anani Od Gam Biyad Nevi'im Gam Mechalamos Ve'ekro Lechal Odiyanim Ma'aseh. So I read a lot of the pasuk over here in Shmuel. So this is where Shaul conjures Shmuel back up from the dead, and they have a conversation. It's a conversation. Shmuel starts off with, why are you bothering me? Shaul responds, I need help. I need assistance. I need a Navi. And now you'll note, he says, I need a Navi. And the Gemara now makes the observation, V'ilu Urim V'tumim lo kamar. Now what Shaul did not say is, and you know, I don't have the Urim V'tumim. Now the reason why Shaul doesn't have the Urim V'tumim is that it's his own fault. He killed the Kohanim of the city of Nov. Nov Ir HaKohanim, and as a result of that, he no longer had access to the Urim V'Tumim. And it's because of his own doings that he didn't have the Urim V'Tumim, and he was embarrassed by it. And so Mishum DeKalela Nov Ir HaKohanim. So the Gemara spells it out. It's because he killed off the Kohanim of the city of Nov. Ominayin DeAchilele. Now, how do we know that he was received a Mechila for the fact that he was embarrassed? Min Shemaya Shenemar Umachar Tavanech Imi. So as part of the conversation, Shmuel says to Shaul, and you know, tomorrow you're going to join me. Now, Shmuel already is in the Olam HaEmes, and he's telling Shaul that you're going to join me. V'amar Rav Yochanan imi b'mechitza si. You're going to be with me in my mechitza. So wherever I am, that's where you're going to be as well. So you see that there was a mechila that was given to Shaul over the fact that he was embarrassed. The Rabbanan Amri Me'acha, the Rabbi Chachamim learned from the following, V'huk Anum La'Hashem Megiv Hashol, Mechir Hashem. So this pasuk over here, Shmuel Beis, Perek Chaf Aleph, this is describing the Givonim approaching David HaMelech and saying that they lost a job. Why did they lose a job? Rashi goes through it all, and I'll just say it succinctly. since Shaul killed off the Kohanim, and since the Givonim were the ones who were serving the Kohanim, so once there was no longer Kohanim, there was no longer livelihood for the Givonim. The Givonim lost a job. The Givonim, who were the ones who were, if you remember, in the beginning of Sefer Yeshua, so they were the ones who were condemned to be attendants, water carriers for all future generations, and they were serving the Kohanim. But once Shaul killed off the Kohanim, they no longer had a job, and they said to David HaMelech, you know, as a result of Shaul, so we lost our livelihood, we lost our parnasa, and we're suffering. And David says, what would you like me to do? And they made a very strange request. They asked for 7 members of the family, of the Shaul family, to be given over to them. And oddly enough, David did. And okay, so without trying to explain all the details over here, but the Gemara now quotes the pasuk from the Navi. And they were hung in Givashol. Now the pasuk ends off with the words Bechir Hashem. Now who's saying Bechir Hashem over here? It's certainly not the Givonim. The Givonim are not really that particularly happy about Shaul. So they wouldn't describe him as Bechir Hashem. So who said Bechir Hashem? Yatza Baskol v'amar Bechir Hashem. So the Baskol is the one who said Bechir Hashem. So since you see that the Baskol is calling Shaul HaMelech Bechir Hashem, so that tells us that he received a Mechila. Okay, so another indication that he received a Mechila. Amar Rabbi Abba ben Zutrasi, Amar Rabbi Yehuda bar Zvida, Bikshu Likvo Parshas Balak B'Kriyashma. They wanted to add Parshas Balak into Kriyashma. Omi Me'elo Kavua, and why didn't they add a Mishum Teruch Sibur? So first of all, they didn't add it because it's simply too long. Tirchad Sibura. So my time Ilay Mishum Teruch Sibur. Now why did they want to add it? So the Gemara makes a couple suggestions. Maybe it's because of Kel Mitzvah Mitzrayim. It's the fact that it references Yitzias Mitzrayim. Lema Parshas Ribis and Parshas Mishkalos. Okay, there are other Parshios that also reference Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Parsha on interest, the Parsha on fair weights and measures, Dichsib Am Yitzias Mitzrayim, Elam Rav Yosi Bar Avi, Mishmei Dichsib, sorry, Mishum Dichsib Ba, Haikra, Karasha Chav, Kari, Uchlavi Mikimena. So the reason why they wanted to add Parshas Balak into the Shema is because you have Shechiva and Kima. And as we've been saying since the beginning of the Perek, what is the thematic aspects of Kriya Shema? Shach V'chav Kumecha. And so you have the same themes in Parshas Balak as well. And that's why they wanted to add to the Kriya Shema. The Gemara says, okay, so for that one pasuk, so I have a great idea, says the Gemara. So why don't we just take out that one pasuk? V'lei mahai pasuk v'sulo. So just say that one pasuk. And so therefore that'll take care of our problem. Tirchad Sibura. So the Gemara says Gemiri. So the Gemara says we have the tradition called Parsha, the Pascha Moshe Rabbeinu Paskinan, the Lo Pascha Moshe Rabbeinu Lo Paskinan. So the Gemara says, yeah, but we're not allowed to break up Parshas. Now, if you have any recollection of this Gemara, so you probably think of the Gemara in Megillah, where the Gemara in Megillah says, called Psuka, the Lo Pascha Moshe Rabbeinu Lo Paskinan, we're not allowed to break up Psukim. Our Gemara over here says that we're not allowed to break up Parshios. But it's not a question. Meaning over here, we're talking about adding a Parsha to Shema. So by adding a Parsha to Shema, so obviously you have to add either it's all or nothing. It's binary. Either you're going to add the entire Parsha, you're not going to add anything at all. The Gemara in Megillah was talking about Psukim in terms of Aliyahs. It's different. So that's the discrepancy between our Gemara over here and the Gemara in Megillah. Parsha Tzitzis Mimnei Makavua. Why do they put Parsha Tzitzis in Shema? So Amar Rav Yehuda bar Chavivi Mimnei Sheish B'Chamisha Dvarim. There are 5 aspects to Parsha Tzitzis that makes it so essential and so critical and it motivated the Chachamim to add it to Shema. So it has mitzvah tzitzis, yitzis mitzvahim, all mitzvahs das minim, hiru ha-veira, v'hiru ha-vodazara. It sounds like 6, but it comes out to 5. And we're going to go through all 5 of them and explain all 5 of them. Bishlam, ahani, klas, mefarshan. So the as far as 3 of them, the Gemara says, I understand implicitly what 3 of them are. All mitzvahs, the yoke of the mitzvahs, tichsi v'risa masov, v'zchartim, v'zchom mitzvahs Hashem. The fact that we are shouldered and responsible to do all the mitzvahs in the Torah, so it says a beferish in that parsha of tzitzis. Good. And tzitzis, tichsi v'asulam tzitzis. Obviously tzitzis, okay, it says tzitzis in the parsha. Good. And yitzias mitzvahim, tichsi v'asherot tzitzis. And yitzias mitzvahim also there is explicitly in the parsha as well. So of the 5 themes of parsha tzitzis, 3 of them are explicit. Ela das minim hira avera v'hira avodazar min alam. But das minim and hira avera and hira avodazar, which we're going to put together as one. So what is that a reference to? Detanius of the Gemara explains. Achre levavchem zeminus. So don't follow levavchem, don't follow your heart. That's a reference to minus. That's any kind of heresy. People who take pasukim in the Torah and make nonsense out of it. So that is the achre levavchem. V'cheinu Omer, Amar Naval, Belibo, Ein Elokim, period. Acharei Nechem Zehura Avera. And Acharei Nechem is a reference to Hirurim with Averish. Shenemar Vayomer Shimshon El Aviv Osa Kachli Ki Hi Shara Be'inai Atem Zonim Zerira Vodazara. So when Shimshon chooses a wife, he says to his father, she is Yishara Be'inai, meaning it's Acharei Nechem. His eyes led him astray, and so that that brings about the Hir Her Avera. And what about the Hirur Avodah Zarah? So the Gemara explains that as well. The Chenu Amar Veiznanu Acharei Habalim. The Zonim is a reference to Hirur Avodah Zarah. And we have the pasuk in by Shoftim, by Shimshon, and we also have another pasuk of Veiznanu Acharei Habalim, which is clearly a reference to idolatry. Let's quickly recap the daf. We spoke about the interest in putting Aseres Adibros as part and incorporation, as part and parcel of the tefillah, like they did in the Beis Hamikdash. And the Chachamim rejected it because Taromas Aminim, it just simply would bring about an erroneous understanding of the Aseres Adibros in contrast to the rest of the Torah, and so therefore the Chachamim rejected the idea. We talked about the bracha that was given from the Mishmar Yossi to the Mishmar Nechnas. We spoke this morning about the Ikar HaBracha versus the Chasima HaBracha, and if there's a discrepancy between the Ikar HaBracha and the Chasima HaBracha, so which one is going to define the bracha? So the Gemara had a lengthy discussion on the Amud Aleph of Yud Beis. The Gemara came out inconclusive. Tosfos brought down a machlokas whether or not you should be repeating the bracha under such a circumstance. Rif says no, the Rif says yes. And we saw Rabbi Kiva Eger this morning, super interesting, and he says that when it comes to a brachas anenin, it's not just a bracha de rabbanan, there's an isser involved as well. And therefore, asaladam ishiyanim in olam below bracha, therefore, repeat a bracha even though it's a suffix. What about suffix brachas ha'akal? He says that's by brachas a mitzvah. Then we launched into a series of teachings that were taught to us by Rabba Bar Chinana Saba in the name of Rab. One, we talked about making sure to say in the morning Emes V'yatsev and in the evening Emes V'emuna. Two, when bowing, bend your knees at the word Baruch, and you should be upright already by the Shem Hashem. When you bow down in one motion, but when you get up incrementally. Another statement. Three, the rest of the year you're going to be saying Hakel HaKadosh, and Melech Leitzak HaMishpat, but during a Aseres HaMeitshuva you say Melech HaKadosh and Melech HaMelech HaMishpat. The Gemara brought a little bit back and forth over here on this issue, but the Gemara's conclusion is that during a Aseres HaMeitshuva you say HaMelech HaKadosh and HaMelech HaMishpat. And if you don't say them, Tosfos writes over here in our Amud that you repeat your Shmona Esrei. Next, if you have an opportunity to daven for your friend and you don't do so, you consider a chote. If the person who is in need is a Talmid Chacham, there's even a greater need to daven for such an individual. Next, if you suffer embarrassment, you will be receiving a mechila. We learned that from a number of sources in Tanakh, Shaul being the most prominent. The inclusion of Parshas Balak into Kriya Shema. There was an interest including Parshas Balak into Kriya Shema. Why? So the Gemara, after going over a little back and forth, the Gemara says because of the pasuk of Karasha Chav Kari Uchlavi Mikimeno. You have the Shechiva and Kima, which is a critical theme to the Shema, and that's why they want to include Parshas Balak as well. Why not just take out that one pasuk? Because when we're talking about the parshios of Shema, it's all or nothing. Either an entire parsha or nothing. And the entire parsha of Balak is just simply too long. The Gemara invokes the idea of Tircha de Tzibura. Why was the parsha of Tzitzis added to Shema? So the Gemara gave five different aspects to the parsha of Tzitzis that made it so critical, and why it was added to Shema.